Good morning and welcome to our online service. This is our last pure online service. From next week, we'll start gathering together, and we're very excited about that. We will continue with live streaming from next week for those who cannot make it, but we will start with our services, 150 people at a time. We'll have two morning services to start off with, and then we'll see what the demand is from that point on. But we are very excited to start next week, Sunday, so please register. There will be a link that you can follow to register to come. If you could not register, you can also register at the venue, but there is a risk that it would already be full and then you'll have to wait for the second service. But please do register. It will also give us an opportunity to know whether we should perhaps consider a third service also. But we are very excited about this. But for this morning, I want to share around this concept of the fragrance of God as found in 2 Corinthians. But before we do, let us just close our eyes and pray. Father, we want to thank you for this morning and the opportunity that we have to come to you, the creator and the sustainer of life, but also the giver of eternal life. And only you have the words of eternal life. And so we come to you, Father, and we humble ourselves and we ask you to show us your ways, to teach us, to lead us into truth. And so we ask, Holy Spirit, that you will grant us the spirit of wisdom and understanding and the revelation of the knowledge of you, that we may grow in this experience of you. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. Our text for this morning is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 14 to 16. Now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. Our text verse for today starts off with this very encouraging statement of truth. God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. This place of always being in triumph is dependent on two factors. First, to be led by God, and second, to be in Christ. It says as follows, God who always leads us in triumph in Christ. So last week, Lisa shared with us what it means to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. As Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So these are the two powerful concepts, to always be in triumph. You must first be led by God, and second, this powerful concept, this mystery of being in Christ. I mean, what does it mean to be in Christ? And Romans 6, verse 3 to 4 says it so powerfully, gives us some insight into this mystery. It says, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. This Greek word for baptism literally means to be immersed into Christ. So to read it in English would make more sense to say, though, do you not know that as many of us as were immersed into Christ were immersed into his death? And therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so also we should walk in newness of life. And I have an illustration of what it means to be immersed. If I would take this glass of water, what the word baptism means, literally, it means to be immersed into Christ. Just like I take this little man and I immerse him into this water, so we are immersed into Christ. It's a powerful mystery that takes place. And baptism is part of that mystery, that we are being immersed into Christ. It's a very powerful concept. It's just this little man doesn't seem to want to stay there. He keeps on popping up. And that's what Lisa was talking about last week, the fact that Christians can be spiritually minded when we pop up and are not spiritually minded. When we are spiritually minded, we remain in this place of being immersed in Christ. But when we are carnal, when we are worldly minded, we keep on popping up. And when we pop up, we can be conformed to the world. But when we are immersed and spiritually minded and remain immersed, we are being transformed into the very image of Christ. And so too, it is so powerful that those who are led by God in Christ will always be in triumph. Not like this little man that keeps on popping up. So the way we remain in Christ, the way we remain immersed in Him, is to be spiritually minded. When we have our minds renewed through the way we think, to align ourselves to the knowledge and the revelation of Christ. Through the Word of God, we are being renewed in the way we think and the way we act as we align ourselves to what the Spirit of God says and the Spirit of God teaches. And so we are transformed to become more and more like Christ. And the more time we spend with God in His Word, in His presence, and in His Spirit, the more we are transformed to become like Him through the knowledge of God. And then we diffuse the fragrance of Christ. This knowledge is not just head knowledge, an intellectual understanding of the Word of God. It also speaks of a heart knowledge. It is an experience, an encounter with God that changes us to become more like Christ. And this knowing of God, both intellectual and experiential through our hearts and our encounters with God, transforms us to become more and more like Christ. And the Word of God describes this transformation as follows. It says here in 2 Corinthians 2 verse 15, "For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." So the more time we spend with God in His presence, the more His fragrance rubs off on us. You know, we have a little chihuahua at home, and she loves hunting haridas. Now, the haridas bird is twice the size of a chihuahua, but she really have a passion in life to catch these birds. And I hope that she never does, because I fear if she manages to bite one of these on the leg, it might fly off with her. But nevertheless, every day she tries to catch them as they land on our lawn. But one thing that I've noticed, the more she spends time with us inside the house, the more she starts to smell like us, especially the girls. You can smell, our dog smells like my little girls. And our dog hates that. She doesn't want to smell like human. She wants to smell like a prey. So whenever she finds a haridas poo, she will roll herself in it vigorously to try and get the scent of the bird on her and not the scent of humans, so that she can get a little bit closer to these birds. And so too in our own lives, we too can smell like the world, or we can smell like Christ. And the more time we spend with God, the more His fragrance stick to us. I remember when I was dating Lisa, on occasion, her fragrance would rub off on my clothes, and my brother would smell that I was with Lisa. He would often tell me, he says, "Oh, I see you were with Lisa." And so too, the more we spend time with God, His fragrance rubs off on us. Even today, when I smell my wife's fragrance on the pillow, it reminds me of her. Even though she's maybe not even in the room, that fragrance brings fond memories back, and I remember her. And so too, we become the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perishing. I was having some Bible study with some of my friends last week, and Peter Haynes made a very interesting comment concerning fragrance. He said that the difference between cheap perfume and expensive perfume is the quantity and the quality of the perfume in the mix. So the cheap perfume have less quality and quantity of perfume in it. Therefore, the aroma doesn't last as long as expensive perfume. So too, the more quality time we spend with God and His people, the more the percentage and quality of that fragrance remain on us. The aroma lasts so much longer. The greater my quality and quantity time with God, the longer the aroma of Christ lasts in our lives. But that's not only time spent with God that rubs off. It's also the company that we keep. Even the people we spend time with, like my chihuahua, because she spends time with our girls most of the time, she starts to smell like the girls and not like a dog. And so that is a reality also in our life. It's not just God's presence that rubs off on us. It is the company that we keep. Therefore, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 says the following: do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. Come to your right mind and sin no more. For some have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. The more we spend time with those who do not know God, the more we start to smell like them. It's so interesting that 2 Corinthians 2 verse 14 says then, though through us diffuses the fragrance of the knowledge of His knowledge in every place. I find in my own life, the more I spend time with Christ, the longer His aroma lasts on me. But what is so challenging is that not everybody loves this aroma. Whenever our chihuahua smells too much like Huddy does, she gets rejected and receives a bath. And only after she's been bathed will she be accepted by my girls again. And so too we read in 2 Corinthians from verse 14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one, we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. This fragrance of the knowledge of God, the fragrance of Christ on us, for some, it smells like life and they are drawn to us. But for others, it smells like death, and we are rejected, resisted by them. And so we read in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 18, it says, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to those who are being saved, it is the power of God. This fragrance of the knowledge of Christ makes us different in the world. Ezekiel writes the following from chapter 20 verse 41, God speaking, when I bring you out from the people and gather you from the lands to which you have been scattered, I will accept you as a pleasing aroma, and I will show my holiness through you in the sight of all the nations. The purpose of the fragrance is to reveal the knowledge of God, His holiness, the gospel, the good news of His love and His grace towards us, that whosoever